Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Clouds of smoke billowed over Lebanon's capital city, Beirut, on Thursday after fighting between the Israeli army and Hezbollah continued. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, Israel bombed Beirut early on Thursday, killing at least 9 people. More than 300 people who fled the war in the country's south and Beirut suburbs now live in the dark underground hall of the exclusive Sky Bar Club on Beirut's waterfront. Fatin is a displaced English teacher.
Sleeping with our kids in streets with no shelters. Suddenly we found this place and they supported us with food and shelters and all what we need. But there is one special thing that we need, all we need, to go back home. Because we don't wish war. Please stop war.
The Israeli army released video showing airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon, claiming to have killed around 15 Hezbollah members. Israeli spokesperson Avichai Adjaye announced Thursday that residents of more than 20 towns in southern Lebanon were warned to evacuate.
Luckily, the embassies are flying people out.
Multiple countries are now evacuating their citizens as tensions rise. The Israel Defense Forces and Security Agency confirmed Thursday they eliminated 3 top Hamas officials in a strike 3 months ago in an underground compound in northern Gaza. The head of the Hamas's government, Wahi Mushtaha, along with Sameh al-Sarraj, who held the security portfolio on Hamas's political bureau and Hamas's labor committee, and the command of Hamas's general security mechanism, Sami Oeda. Hamas media and medics said Israel has also killed West Bank militant Abdel Aziz Salha, who was jailed for life in the 2000 lynching of 2 Israeli reservists and later deported to Gaza. He was struck at Al-Akhluq school in central Gaza, where displaced Palestinians were sheltered. This is VOA News. NATO chief Mark Rutte discussed the war in Ukraine and Kyiv's victory plan with President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday after arriving in the Ukrainian capital on his first official trip since becoming the alliance's secretary general.
To the people of Ukraine and to everyone watching, that NATO stands with Ukraine.
Russia, which began its full-scale invasion in 2022, has long opposed Ukraine's accession to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Today, the Commission has decided to refer Hungary to the Court of Justice because it considers its national law on the defense of sovereignty to be in breach of EU law.
Jordis Feroli, a spokesperson with the European Commission, announced during a press conference in Brussels that the European Union says it is referring Hungary to the European Court of Justice over laws passed by Budapest to curb foreign influence in the country, which critics say aim to silence government opponents. The European Commission said the legislation passed last year by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's nationalist government violated fundamental rights and other regulations. The United Kingdom has agreed to hand sovereignty of the long-contested Chagos Islands to Mauritius. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The United Kingdom, which has controlled the region since 1814, detached the Chagos Islands in 1965 from Mauritius to create the British Indian Ocean Territory. The World Court said in 2019 Britain should give up control of the islands and condemned the forced displacement of nearly 2,000 Chagos residents for an airbase on Diego Garcia, which it had leased to the United States. The deal marks a change of approach to the issue from new British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who has said his government would have respect for international law after his Labour Party won power in July. U.S. President Joe Biden said he welcomes the agreement. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United Nations Migration Agency says 2 vessels carrying migrants from Africa sank in the Red Sea off the coast of Djibouti, killing at least 45 people. The International Organization for Migration said Tuesday that the boats had departed from Yemen carrying 310 passengers. In an Associated Press interview, France Celestine with the International Organization for Migration says hundreds of migrants were forced to get out of the boats while still on the high seas.
The incident involved 2 boats loaded with migrants coming from Yemen. And as they approached the Djiboutian coast, the smugglers forced the occupants of the boat to disembark in the middle of the sea. You can imagine it's such a violent area, the sea itself, and a lot of these migrants didn't know how to swim.
115 survivors have been rescued, but the effort to find more is underway. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.